181 & 0.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest. Yeah, I want to fight yesterday. I want to fight the day before yesterday. See? I mean, it's like, this happens every year, man. You know, and like 2017 began, and it's like I went to the gym right away, and it's like motherfuckers are backing out, and I was like pissed off, and I was like, fuck, you know, but I'm telling you, man. You know, the winning continues, man. The winning history, like, you know how I beat multiple people in a day or multiple, I win like 2 days in a row, multiple fights, days, in, like, I beat someone's ass multiple days in a row. I always do it. There you go. I did it again this year, and we're only in January. I mean, don't be surprised if you see another 30, 40, 50 win year. But then again, I said I'm retiring at 200. No, I'm retiring for 2017. I'm definitely coming back in 2018 to get 201 and 202 and 203. And then, but listen, I just got my ID today, man. That's it. I can go to Vegas, San Diego, go wherever. Well, I just got 2 wins, you know, 2 days in a row. But, you know, and my last win on video was 179 when I beat a U.S. Marine. The next win must be on video and all the wins, you know, because I'm creeping up on 200 now. Therefore, I got to get every win on video. I got to, you know, it's out of my control. And the guy says I don't want this to go on YouTube. And then I tell him, come on, it's, you know, let's do it, you know, it's. Well, then I tell him, all right, I'm not going to put it out then, you know, what the fuck's he going to do after I beat his ass, and I put it out, you know what I mean? He still said no, and I'm like, ah, fuck. Like I said, on the radio and on the video, it's better to fight than not to fight. And I fought him, and I beat him with one punch. And the guy was 205 pounds, about my height, kickboxer, heavyweight, the guy was in shape. Not some fat joker like Dustin Nichols did Deontay Wilder fights. You know, some obese, sick man they got from Walmart to got him a fake boxing license or from Home Depot. So Deontay Wilder, I mean, he didn't look good. You know, you can't look good against you can't look good when you share a ring with a bum like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a bum like him, Butterbean. These guys are not fighters, man. These are fucking actors, man. There was a dude at the, some sumo wrestling dude, 440 pounds, I would have literally killed this guy, and he didn't want to box, you know what I'm saying? A few days before I scored my back-to-back, man, but the next win in Las Vegas, it's going to be Charlie Zelenoff, you know, I'm talking, when I beat Carlos Vasquez, yeah, it's going to be that great of a win, I'm telling you. Maybe even better. Well, it's going to be hard to top 6 power shots in half a second, but I won't need to throw that many. No, I'm going to throw a series of hooks at the opponent. You know what I'm saying? Remember when I beat the shit out of Jordan Holloway? Yeah, I'm going to rush this motherfucker like that. Whoever I fight, I hope I beat up a UFC fighter in Vegas, man. They got a lot of those clowns over there, man. The motherfuckers, man, they're not in my league, man. Oh, my God, I can't wait to go there. Fuck, I'm not telling anybody. I already know when I'm going, man. I already know when I'm going. Ticket's not bought yet, but I'm going to do it today or tomorrow. I'm going to buy the ticket. Yeah, my new girl. I'm going to Skype today. Yeah, I was, you know, thinking Vegas, you know, clubs, hot women, but hey, you know, I got this long distance girl, she's super sexy, and she's like really into me, she calls me and everything, yeah, so I gotta be faithful, and I know I just met her, but, you know, I really like her, she really likes me, so, you know, we'll see what happens, man, but, yeah, I'm gonna go to Vegas, I'm gonna get 182, man. Win 182 is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be an unparalleled win. like I said, man, the way I'm going to come out throwing bombs at this next heavyweight fighter that I beat, you know, whoever I fight, but hopefully it's a heavyweight, you know. I'm the, like, the giant slayer, the heavyweight slayer. Like, heavyweights notice that they're like, I literally have more trouble with cruiserweights because they're faster. Heavyweights are stronger, but cruiserweights are faster. I don't know. Cruiserweight fighters gave me more trouble in my boxing career. And I beat their ass, too, of course, but the heavyweights are just, like, tailor-made. They're slow, they're big, they're a big target, and it's like, it's just target practice. You see what I did to Jules Valla when I fought him? Dude, this motherfucker couldn't touch me. He literally couldn't touch me. That's what I'm saying. When I'm at my best day, nobody could touch me. I heard Mike Tyson has a gym out in Vegas. If I see Mike Tyson, man, oh my God, you best believe he's going to get knocked the fuck out. That motherfucker still acts hard. You know, he attacked some random people. I remember when he got locked up the second time. Let him try to attack me, the champ, the GOAT. I would kill Mike Tyson, man. He's a fucking joke, man. Fucking hate 50 Cent. Fucking, he has a mic on the phone. He got mic on the phone for the Chris Brown Soulja Boy bullshit. Dude, get the fuck out of here, man. I'd kill Tyson and Floyd Mayweather, man. These, especially Floyd Mayweather, that guy's way too small, man. I'd knock both of them out with one punch in the first round. Or volume punching. I mean, there's no way that no fighter in the history has my power and speed, man. I'm telling you, like, before I go in Vegas, I can make some training videos, and you're all going to see, like, I can save it for the fight, but the thing is, when I fight, I throw like 80%, you know what I mean? But when I train, I throw 100%, because if I throw 100% when I fight, I may accidentally kill the opponent, you know, and I don't want to do that. So because I have so much power, it's superhuman strength, man. It's just, yeah, it's a lot of power. Could seriously hurt somebody. I did. I hurt a lot. Last year I sent a third-degree black belt fighter to the hospital. I sent a U.S. Marine that I knocked out. I sent him to the hospital. You know, yeah, well, after I knocked him out, I mean, he was just sitting there for the staff like a little bitch, you know, calling the fucking ambulance for him and shit. When I dropped him, yeah, this power's not a game, man. I beat that Bellator dude last year, you know. Well, I closed out the year with that win against the... That cruiserweight boxer was solid, actually. That Mexican kid, yeah, he was solid, man. I beat his ass, man. I outboxed him. It was a great win, but, you know. He did better than the Bellator chump. Yeah. The Bellator chump was... So I said real fighters, underground fighters, are much better than these fucking mainstream jokers. Mainstream clowns are fucking, they're fake. And if I see BJ Flores in Vegas, you already know that's 182-0 right there, man. That's why I need a cameraman. Well, I don't know, we'll see, maybe I'll take somebody with me. We'll see. Or I could just find somebody there, you know what I mean? In Vegas, trust me, they would be honored to record the champ's 182nd pro victory. They would be honored. You know what I mean? They would be honored to see those fucking bombs connect, man. But I'm sure the opponent that I beat, he's going to agree to the cameras. It's Vegas, man. Come on. Very few, the opponent. Like yesterday, the Hungarian kickboxer heavyweight that I smashed. I hit him with a good left hook. This motherfucker just like, oh, I don't want it to be on video. Fuck. I would still go to Vegas even if that shit was on video, but, you know. Damn, this is 4 wins already in January. Huh? I'm about to score my 5th win very soon. Las Vegas, man. It's... I can't wait to upload that fucking video, man. Gotta buy a new laptop because, oh, fuck, I left my laptop in fucking Daria's house, man. Yeah, I'm not going back to get it. Fuck that, man. She can keep it, man. It broke anyway, but it needs to fix it. But yeah, she can keep it and have that as a memory of me, you know what I mean? She ain't never seen me again, but... Yeah, so... Charlie's a number one. But yeah, 2 people, that gangbanger that I annihilated with that left hook, and then I annihilated this guy with 1 punch. That's impressive, man. 2 wins, 2 days in a row. Now, let's see here. So I got 19 more wins till 200. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to continue demolishing everybody. I'm going to, you know, it's going to be an easy road to 200 now. 200, I gotta make that. Well, I'm gonna do my best to make it my best win because it's, you know, the last fight of the year and possibly the last fight of my career, but I doubt it. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna reach 200 wins before I'm 29, and even if I reach it at 29, you know, I'm definitely gonna reach it before I'm 30, which is that's amazing, man. I'm gonna be able to say that I'm 200-0 in my 20s. Wow. Charlie Zelenoff, man. The real pound-for-pound king. And anybody that wants to dispute it, come try. 181 tried, and all of them failed, man. Let's talk some basketball, man. Hey, look, man. You know, it's just like, you know, I'm a big basketball fan, and growing up and currently, and, you know, there was only a time where I stopped watching it, like, for like a 2012, 2013. No, 2012, I watched it a little bit when I was in jail, you know what I mean? I used to watch it in jail, but then when I got out of jail, and I was like, I was too focused on my boxing, man. When I beat Derek John, when I punked Chuck Liddell, when I knocked out Hoodlum, I was, you know, too focused on that, you know, like my wins in 2013, you know, I just went on a tear in 2014, another tear in 2015, another tear, and last year was just a tear, a once-in-a-lifetime tear of 72 wins in 1 year, tearing everybody apart. But basketball is just, what pisses me off is that, you know, okay, there's 30 teams in the NBA. Obviously not all 30 can contend for a title, okay. But there is at least 5, I don't know, Toronto Raptors, there's at least 5 teams that can win the championship, maybe 6. Okay, yeah, they're going to say the Cavs and the Warriors. I'm going to say, you know, the Cavs, Spurs, look, no order. Okay, the Cavs and the Warriors, these clowns like, what's his name? These analysts on the ESPN, whatever the fuck, ESPN, Undisputed, whatever, Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharp, Mike Broussard, and this fucking, this crazy psychopath, this mentally ill Stephen A. Smith, yeah, him, this fucking moron. All these motherfuckers do is talk about Cavs, Warriors, and then like yesterday the Warriors blew out the Cavs, and then this motherfucker analyst clown's like, oh, I'll see you in June. Well, they're already, see, that's what's making me suspicious. It's like, are you guys that confident that these two teams are going to rematch for a third straight trilogy in the finals, or is it really like stage for them to meet? Like, I don't know anymore. I mean, like, you can't control. See, the thing is, the Game 7 Cavs Warriors Finals, there was 20 lead changes. It could not have been staged. It was not staged. But I don't know, man. It's just, listen, man. You know what team people will know? They're not Well, yeah, they kind of are sleeping on them. The Houston Rockets, man. I know Trevor Ariza, man. You know, I was cool with Trevor Ariza. I saw him in real life. Shook my hand. You know what I'm saying? He's like a role player slash. No, I don't know. I think he's better than a role player. I think he's capable of being an all-star. Like, not a top-tier all-star, but like maybe like an all-star that gets off the bench. You know what I mean? You know, and James Harden, you know, look, I punked Chuck Liddell. I, you know, beat a Bellator guy. I beat Jill Zavala, who's an Octagon fighter. And James Harden, he's like a, well, I don't know if he's still a UFC fan, but I saw him wearing a UFC fake belt. But as a basketball player, he is definitely the MVP this season. And, you know, him, Eric Gordon, and Trevor Ariza can definitely lead the Rockets to an NBA title. And, I just want to see any team besides the Cavs and the Warriors win the title. I'd rather have the Cavs win again than the fucking Warriors. I mean, but at least the new finals, like Spurs. Yeah, the Spurs obviously can win the title. Spurs, Cavs. You know what I'm saying? Houston, Cleveland. Or fucking, hell, Golden State, Toronto or something, man. Just not Cleveland, Golden State. Because it's like bullshit. It's disrespect. I mean, I don't know. I think other teams should be motivated by these delusional analysts, you know, these clowns that just, like, cross off every team. You know what I'm saying? And they should be motivated. They're writing every team off except Cleveland and Golden State. They're already acting like the finals is already set. And it's giving the NBA a bad name, and it's making NBA less interesting. And what they're really doing is they're, you know, they're scaring away viewers. Nobody wants to see a league when you only got two teams that that talk about. But anyways, back to boxing, man. Charlie Z, man, 181-0, 147 knockouts, the best boxer on the planet, the greatest of all time. So, yeah, in Vegas, man, it's going to be another slaughter. This slaughter is going to be the slaughter of all slaughters, man. It's going to be fucking mad slaughter when I connect my fucking hooks on this next motherfucker, man. Hey, remember Adam Leroy? As soon as we got in the cage, man. See how big that motherfucker was, man? Tatted up, scary, mean-looking motherfucker, man. You fucking haters would shit yourselves if you've seen him. That motherfucker trains at Randy Couture's gym. Randy Couture. I was supposed to fight that bum, man. I would kill that dude. I mean, he's old and slow, man. What the fuck? I would drop bombs on that guy, man. Yeah, those UFC clowns, they try to fucking set me up. That's why, you know what I mean? Yeah, I went to a gym with a cage, but that's all these people want to do. Nobody can beat me one-on-one, so that's all they want to do. They just want to set me up, try to jump me. It ain't happening, man. 182, I ain't telling nobody when I'm going to Vegas. I said I'm going to Vegas, but nobody knows when. It could be this month, next month. I'm not telling you what day. You, nobody's going to know. When I post a fight video of me winning 182, oh, yeah. Then I can say I'm in Vegas now celebrating. I just hope that, you know, I knock out a mainstream clown over there because for moral purposes, you know. I mean, of course, like a Sambo fighter or a U.S. Marine or a heavyweight boxer, you know, the underground heavyweight boxer, like Sambo Russian, he's a boxer, obviously. Somebody like that level, you know. Jules Zavala is an exception. He's a good fighter, you know, a fighter that I dominated. A fight that will be remembered literally forever until the end of time. I'll middleweight, I'll box a super heavyweight, a UFC super heavyweight, man, that's probably my best win ever. But I mean, that Sambo Russian, the ninjutsu guy, the Wilder knockout, TKO in the ring. I mean, there's so many great wins. It's like out of 181 wins, to just pick one and say, all right, this is my best. It's hard, man. Because then it takes away credit from my other victories, and it's like, it's look, man, I'm the best. All 181 were great. You know, of course there's a top five wins and a top ten, but it's just hard to pick one, literally one, and just, you know what I'm saying? It's just hard. You know, hey, 200 is going to be the best win, but 182 is going to be right up there. 182 is going to be phenomenal. When I'm 198-0, I'm going to... Because I don't want to sit at 199-0. So when I'm 198-0, I'm going to go for 2 wins in 1 day. I scored 5 wins in 1 night. So 2 wins in 1 day, that's like a piece of, that's a walk in the park for the champ. Just another day in the office, motherfucker. Yeah, well, speaking of Adam Leroy, if I see him again, I don't think he's going to want a rematch, man. Because I did see him again, like, a day after I beat him. He even said, yeah, you got me, man. He's like, he had a black eye, fucking... hit him in the eye with that right hand. And so he's not going to want a rematch, man. Oh, that's Samir pussy that I beat, the box rec pussy, said he had bad vision. He had bad vision in my ass, man. Maybe I gave him bad vision with those fucking hooks that I hit him with. But no, man, it was just an excuse, you know what I mean? Yesterday, man, the left hook on the heavyweight kickboxer, man, with gloves on. See, gloved up, knuckled up, man. I'm the best. No matter how you put it, man, no matter what. Always win, baby. Charlie Z. The best. A lot of wins, baby. And, 19 more to go until boxing immortality, baby. 200, man. I already achieved boxing immortality, man. No, nobody can ever come close to that, you know. Like I said in the video, man, there's guys with, you know, hundreds of wins, but they also have like close to hundreds of losses, you know, like 50, 60, 70 losses, you know. You can't compare that, man. Nobody has as many wins as I do without a loss. That's why I'm the best. My speed, my power, you know, how often I fight every year, winning 23 fights. The year I beat Deontay Wilder and Jules Avalon in 2014, winning 33 fights the very next year, the year I beat Jano Escro, the Golden Gloves, and Mario, undefeated amateur cruiserweight that I gave his first loss. They, you know, they were both undefeated, man, both those motherfuckers, and they both literally were swinging for the fences, and they put up a good fight, and I beat both of them. My TKO Gino, the round two was not on video. I TKO'd him. I beat his ass in that first round. And then, after that, at the very end of the year, I dropped and knocked down Mario. And 2016 was just, you know, unprecedented. 72 wins, man. If I was not to announce, when I'm 200-0, obviously, yeah, come on, that's, I'm going to retire for the rest of the year. But if I was to say, you know what, I'm going to keep going for the rest of the year, I could very well surpass 72 wins, man. I'm that fucking good. Oh, yes. Who would have ever thought I'd get 72 wins last year? I did it. I can get 73. I could, but, you know. What's the point, man? Once I get to 200, that's it. Plus, man, it's hard to find opponents, but they've been stepping up lately, man. 2 wins, 2 days in a row, man. They've been stepping up. I'm the best, man. Muhammad Ali, 56-5, man. 181-0, motherfucker. What the fuck, man? Mike Tyson, man? Oh, my God, I just hope I see that motherfucker one day, man. I'm going to fucking drop him, man. I'm a one-shot Mike Tyson, man. I don't care where it's at, man. If it's on the street, I'm going to make sure somebody gets it filmed. I'm going to, like, give the camera to somebody, and I'm just going to fucking strike that dude. Like, I saw Chuck Liddell on the street, and, you know, the reason why I didn't strike him is because he was with his wife and kids. And I mean, I do have a beautiful girlfriend, though. I gotta be careful, man. You know, there's a girl such as coming that way. I know we're long distance and everything, and we get to know each other. But, yeah, a girl that sexy, man, I didn't even tell her I was in jail, man. Well, I mean, I got, if she asks, I'll tell her the truth. Come on, because she could just find out, you know what I mean, on the internet, you know. But, like, that's the thing. See, when me and Daria got married, we vowed, you know, that you're going to be, that you're going to love, that, you know, your partner, wife, husband, that I'm going to love my wife, you're going to be faithful and honest. You know what I'm saying? I was faithful and honest to her, but she was faithful to me, but she was not honest to me. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, now with the new girlfriend, I gotta, you know, if she asks me about jail, big fucking deal, man. Well, a lot of people got locked up, you know what I mean? Shit happens, man. I knocked out two fucking big black dudes in the same day, man. Shit happens, man. So, it's all good. But yeah, my new girl, she's a fucking goddess, man. Goddess. I mean, look at her picture right now, man. Wow. Fucking goddess, man. Belongs to Charlie Z, baby. You know what I'm saying? And 19 wins away. I can't wait to do it, man. And now these delusional trolls, man, they're full of shit, man. I notice I don't even mention them that much on the radio. Bunch of clowns. Charlie's on off the greatest of all time. Hey, but Jules Vaughn and Deontay Wilder won a rematch, and Jean killed them all. Killed them all. I already destroyed all of them, I'm saying. Jill and Wilder, okay, in the ring, I crushed Wilder with one punch. I outboxed Jill, and I snapped Jean's head to the side with a brutal right hand, and then that's the four pieces. I beat all their asses, man, but see, I'm going to Vegas. Make it 182-0, everybody stay tuned. Like I said, all you motherfuckers already know the result.